everybody. It's your show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unscripted Unlimited. I am your host. I'm pretty sure I forgot for about 25 seconds. Doug Hummer joining me tonight. Daniel's here.
How's everybody doing?
Eric's here.
What up, bros?
And as always, to chime in when she thinks we're being a bunch of dipshits, Sharon's here.
Deuces. Howdy, everybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't deuces mean goodbye?
Yeah, that's what it is.
What the?
Like, oops, wrong one.
And she'll say hello at the end of the show.
That's right. I'm left-handed, so I'm backwards.
That's okay.
All right, so tonight's episode is Big Brother Duos. It's another Big Brother-themed episode because this fucking show is still going on. I mean, Big Brother, not this show. Well, I mean, this show is still going on.
Well, we get canceled?
Not yet. Depends on how far we go into the season of Big Brother. So whether or not we get canceled. So, Eric, what are the standings for the points this week?
That's important.
That's including the HOH win. Daniel is still winning with 14. Pending. I'm winning. Shannon's in second with 11.
Woohoo!
And I have 6 because of Michael's HOH win. And fortunately, Doug has minus 47 because of the two people on the block.
Minus 47?
So Doug sucks.
Yes.
Damn.
My only remaining team members are Terrence and Alyssa.
They're on the block this week.
They're both on the block.
And
I have no idea.
And you got minus 10 for that.
I have no idea who played the veto or who's playing the veto. I do know that the veto is BB Comics.
Is it being played right now?
I'm not sure.
Does it get played on Saturday?
So.
It usually gets played on Saturday, yes.
Do you know
I
who
think
won
it's
it?
Playing right now.
Oh.
No. I mean, according to Joker's updates where I get the spoilers, it's on feeds right now. Yeah, it's still animals.
Okay.
So
do we
playing.
Know who's playing in the veto?
I do not.
Well, there's still 7 people. So
obviously, it's Michael, Terrence, and Alyssa. I don't know the other two, 3. It's going to be the rest of them besides one other person, right?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So let's get into this real quick so we can actually breeze through a list this time.
Yeah.
All right. So our rankings for the house guests this week. Let's start it off with the comp beast himself, the man who could break a record or tie a record, right? If he wins the veto this week, he ties.
Yes.
Whose record does he tie?
Janelle from season 7, the All-Star season in 2006. She won 4 HOHs and 5 vetoes.
Right, and isn't Mickey tied with her, though?
No.
From 21?
No.
Mickey won 9 competitions, right? But
no.
He won...
No.
Oh, I thought he won 9.
No.
He may have.
Because in
we're
the
not sure.
Because I was watching the jury house, and they said he won 9 or something. I guess they were wrong there.
No. I'm looking it up right now.
All right, so... Eric, give your rating.
Okay, so technically, he's got 9 with that stupid America's Field Trip competition.
Oh, okay.
But if you take out all that, then he's got 8.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Eric,
so Michael would tie
rating,
him to right today.
Eric, give your rating for Michael this week.
9.
All right. Daniel?
6.
For Michael?
I mean, he won HOH. He put his targets on the block. But if I'm going and standing in the game, he ain't looking too good. I'll bump them up to a 7. But that double eviction's next week, and it's looking scary for him.
Yeah, because that second eviction, he doesn't have to play. Like, they can make a big move. And if Monty or Turner or whoever survives this eviction last and wins HOH, you know, he's done.
He's figgety fuck, right, Sher?
Figgety fuck.
So,
I mean, I'll say a 7 right now. He is the best player in the game.
He is.
People, yes, are questioning his morals, but they need to get the fuck off that. Kyle's done. Kyle's gone. Brittany and Michael did what they did. First of all, like, here's the thing. They sat on information, but Michael is a lawyer. Lawyers sit on information until it benefits them.
Yeah.
Okay, that is his profession.
I guess so. I mean, he definitely was wrong in that
situation.
Watch
Law and Order. He'll know I'm right.
No, I mean, yeah.
I watch Law and Order. You aren't right.
Lawyers are shifty, but he did fuck up a little bit, and he is at fault for the way he used it as strategy. So it is going to look a little, you know, some type of way.
And Julie Chen's not happy about it either. So that's why, like, I really don't question the validity of it.
Yeah.
Because, yes, he should have. If he really cared,
yeah,
he would have said something. Him and Brittany would have said something right away.
I agree.
But also, too, being who they saved, I'm okay with how they use the information.
Yeah.
But no, I give him a 7. All right, let's move on to somebody who I think is an absolute piece of dog shit.
Terrence?
Yes.
5, because I think he's going home this week.
I hope so.
I'd probably even bring it down to a 4.
Because he's a sleeper. Like, he could come in and
he
slide
could
into
come
the
in.
Final, too.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, and again, Big Brother, like, the people who have the worst characters,
yeah,
are the ones that actually do really good in the team. He is an absolute piece of garbage. Like, if I were riding on a bus he was driving, I would do something, have him get out of the bus and then take the wheel and run him over with. Like, I think this guy is an absolute piece of shit.
Yeah.
And if his wife is listening to this show right now, get your head out of your ass and file for fucking divorce, because you don't know your husband is ass. So I get it, to be honest with you, I like his gameplay, like from a strategic standpoint, like, because he is a decent game player. He proved that in Dire Fest.
He did.
But he is God. To be honest with you, if him and, let's say, Evil Dick were standing on the edge of the cliff and I was allowed to throw one of them over,
yeah,
I'd keep Evil Dick. And I don't like him either. So, but no, I'd rate Terrence's gameplay at probably at about a 5. Eric?
I'll give him a 3.
Okay. I got to say this, though, about Evil Dick real quick since I wrote his name up. You told me the other day how he thinks Michael is scum.
Yeah.
Anybody that has evil in their fucking name, and I've told you this many times, Eric, I haven't said it to you. Anybody that has evil in their fucking name better keep their mouth shut about somebody's character.
Yeah.
Like, you have no fucking right. All the shit you pulled in season 8.
Yeah.
Yep.
Had you pulled out.
Jen.
Had you pulled out or not put it in something that was diseased, you would have been able to play 13. So shut the fuck up. Like, I understand, and yes, I agree that what Michael and Brittany did wasn't, you know, doesn't look good.
No.
But I do believe that, like, past house guests that have committed.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the guy, like, we were looking, we were watching past videos of homophobia being shown in the house, and it's him following that Dustin around, calling him a princess and all this stuff, and making fun of him, and he used to make fun of, you know, Jamaica for loving Jesus, and, like, he's said a lot of fucked up, but also a different time. Yeah, he was also walking around, him and Janelle were calling people the R-word for mentally challenged, and you know, you can't do that shit anymore.
Nope.
So it's a different time. So you can't, I don't know if you can really totally judge Evil Dick, but Evil Dick, I mean, his whole strategy was that he's an asshole. And
I'm not judging him. I'm telling him to keep his fucking mouth shut and not judge Michael.
I agree. I think he shouldn't either, especially for someone that played so ruthless.
Yeah.
I don't think he has the right to judge anybody's gameplay. But also, Michael is open to scrutiny, and he's allowed to be scrutinized. Just because he's our favorite doesn't mean that he can't.
Exactly.
You know, he makes – everybody makes bad decisions, even the ones we like. He made a kind of a bad decision.
I don't know if it was bad, but it's questionable.
Questionable, yeah. No one knows the right
– I have a question.
Point. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
Now, let's say he wins a couple more vetoes and he gets to the finals and wins.
Yeah.
Would you rank him in the top five or top three best players of all time? Is he in that discussion?
Yeah. I will.
I would.
Okay.
I would.
Yep.
Especially if he wins out and, like, because next week he'll have to win the veto. So that'll put him at 9, that'll tie Janelle. I didn't know Jaxie. I think Jackson is at 9, too, 9 or 10. So I think he tied the record. Or maybe not. Yeah. I have to go do, like, a verified Google search because, like, it's usually, like, I've – when you look it up, Janelle comes up. So
I mean,
I don't know. I'd have to look up Mickey.
And here's the thing, too, is that, like – and I know Terrence was getting pissed off at, like, Taylor and wanted to vote Taylor out and all that. And, you know, I think Monty wasn't too happy with her that, like, she was kind of, like, she wasn't mad at what Michael and Brittany withholding the information.
Yeah.
Why would you get mad at somebody for using information that saved your ass?
Who? Taylor?
Why would Taylor get mad at Michael and Brittany?
Yeah.
Well, because they withheld the information about Kyle wanting to do the Kyle wanting to do the all white thing.
Right.
All right. And Terrence and Monty took exception to it, exception to the fact that they waited until now to bring it up. And I think Monty and Terrence even were like offended with Taylor for not, you know, being offended.
Oh, okay.
But again, why would you be offended? I mean, I can understand, like, you know, being offended, like, deep down. But
right.
Don't vocalize it. I don't know what you should kind of vocalize it, but, like, why would you vocalize being upset with them when the information that they used saved your ass?
You're right.
Yeah.
So, let's rate Taylor next.
I think she's in a great position. I think she might be in the best position in the house because she does not need to win HOH on the double. I think it's probably preferred if she doesn't. The only way she goes, because I think Michael and Brittany are targets over her for Turner and Monty, and Monty and Turner are definitely targets over her for Michael and Brittany.
I think her and Alyssa are actually in a really good spot right now.
Alyssa's more annoyed with Brittany. So the only one that, like, genuinely hates her and wants her, like, extinguished, not even from this house, but the planet, is Terrence. And I think he might be the target this week. So I don't think – I'd give her an 8. I think she's in good position. I think she – everyone wants to say all sorts of stuff about her gameplay, and I think she's definitely open for criticism on some moves she's made. But she's played a pretty loyal game to the ones that has had her back, and it seemed to benefit her so far. Everyone wants her to go after Michael and Brittany. She's like calmed out, and that strategy seems to be helping her. So,
and what's funny is that like Turner, because even though Turner wants her out of the house, he wants her out of the house from a game standpoint.
Yeah,
because she's not necessarily good for his game, but he's still, you know, hanging around talking to her.
Well, yeah, Turner's the biggest crock of shit because he always talks about how like with Joseph, he said that. Yo, we didn't connect as much as me and Kyle. Dude, you were fucking up till like 4 in the morning talking to Joseph and Taylor like half the summer.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
So, yeah, like, Turner is like, he wants to say that, like, you know, he doesn't want Taylor around, but Taylor is actually one of his best friends in the house.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, I do think...
He got mad at her for not being able to make a decision on her HOH, and then he did the same thing on his HOH.
Yeah.
And that's the reason he doesn't like her, and then he pulled the same shit.
He did it twice. Remember,
he did it twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel bad for him.
Because they had to convince him to do Amira, remember?
Yeah, exactly. Turner is not his own player whatsoever. He is very heavily influenced. He wants to know what's good with everybody else, and then he'll do it. I mean, and it's sad because for someone that stood up to bullying and stuff, you'd think he wouldn't be that way, but he really is. He's impressionable. He'll do, like, his game was Kyle's game, and now that he realized Kyle, you know, isn't good for his game and he's gone now, he doesn't really know what to do. He just kind of wants to stick with Monty, and, you know, I don't see him lasting very long. Taylor already? Or?
Well, I'm giving her a 7. Eric?
I'm giving her an 8.
Okay. All right. Move on to Turner real quick.
Okay. I'd give him a 5.
I'd say the same.
Yeah, I'd give him a 5.
Because I think he could still be backdoored this week.
It's very possible
because
I can actually see him voting to keep Terrence.
Really?
The reason why is because, like, if Terrence is the target and Monty realizes it, Monty's like, fuck that. Because Monty can also use Terrence as a shield. Because Terrence should have been voted out weeks ago. But Monty's the one that's pretty much saying he wants to go home, so let's keep him here because that keeps him more miserable.
Who, Turner?
No, Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence.
So, I don't really like the spot Turner's in right now, but I do think that, like, if he keeps buddying up with Taylor, which, again, him and Taylor, like, they're not the best friends as far as, like, gameplay is concerned, but I can see them hanging out or, like, keeping in touch, you know, when the game's over.
Yeah.
So, but no, I give him a 5. Sharon, you read something to me earlier on. Do we have clarification? Did Joseph actually try to leave the jury house?
No, he didn't.
So somebody was just...
Bullshit. I mean, but if I was stuck with Kyle, Jasmine, and Indy, I'd probably try to hop out of there. So.
Yeah. All right. Move on over. Go ahead, Eric.
Do you think Kyle told Joseph and Jasmine about what happened?
He's planning on it, I think. I'm waiting for a jury house segment soon.
We should get one since it's going to be
I think it's
going to
come this week.
Yeah.
All right. Move on over to Alyssa, Daniel.
She's in a weird position. I don't think she's the biggest target. She's kind of another, like, Taylor, but I also, well, no, but she's not as good as Taylor. There's something about her to where I don't think she's an immediate target, but she could always go home back at, like, something could backfire and Alyssa could go home
right
at any point, even this week.
Which is what I think Monty and Turner, well, actually, no, because... there's only 4 votes this week, right?
Yeah.
Because there's 7 people left. So if there's a vote,
and let's say Alyssa and Brittany vote to get rid of Blow Time, and Monty and Turner vote to get rid of Alyssa, Michael's just going to break the tie and send Terrence the fuck out the door.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, I don't see Alyssa getting screwed over that. I mean, I do see Monty and Turner trying. But unfortunately, like, they're not going to get Brittany or Taylor to flip.
No.
Because, you know, Brittany or Terrence made that comment to Brittany about how he didn't feel sorry for her when she was in an abused relationship or whatever. And he's been shitting on Taylor because he became friends with a lesbian cop or former cop.
Yeah.
So, like, but I'll say Alyssa's game right now is at a 4. Eric?
I'm going to say 1.
Okay. All right. Monty.
Did I give Alyssa a rating? I give her a 5 or a 4. She's not that in good position. Monty, I give a 7. I think he's all right. He could still get backdoored this week, but I don't know. I think he's playing pretty good. He's just got to not piss Michael off.
Yeah, I'm going to say 6. Eric?
I'm going to say 6.5.
Okay.
Is that everybody?
Britt.
5.
I'm going to agree with you.
She's in the same boat as Michael, but she can't win as much. So I can see next week during the double, those two get put up. Michael wins the veto, and she ends up out of here. So that's why I can't rate her too high.
All right.
I think Taylor would go over her.
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
I don't. No, I think they would take Brittany out to directly hurt Michael. Because everyone, like, they're so close together. Like, they could be in our top 10 duos, you know? They're like...
Yeah.
They're peanut butter and jelly. So I think if you can't get Michael, you take Brittany out to hurt Michael. Because Taylor's easily...
That's true, yeah.
Taylor, I think they still think they can weaponize it. Whereas Brittany's even said to the camera, she'll take 50,000 or 75,000 for Michael. And she knows he'll beat her and she's okay with it. Yeah.
All right, you ready to get into this?
Yeah, top 10 duos. Let's do it.
All right.
Can we do on the, let's give the rules. It can be any showmans, friends, anything. As long as it's two people that played the Big Brother in the same season and got along, or even didn't, as long as they were kind of paired together, they're eligible for this list, right, Doug?
Yeah, eligible for the list, work together, right. Whatever. Work together, sucked, whatever.
Yeah.
Go first, Daniel.
Okay. I have, at number 10, I have McCray and Amanda.
I got them a little further down.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great start.
From season 15, I really, it was just like an odd couple. It was this kind of bold, powerful woman, and then this kind of, pizza delivery boy, just like, what up? Just kind of there, like surfer, not even surfer, just like someone I would hang out with. So it was kind of...
And what's funny, and nothing against pizza delivery boys. A buddy of mine from high school, I actually still believe, works at the pizza place back home.
Oh, nice.
You know him.
Oh.
Rock.
Yeah.
He's a homie of yours, too.
Yeah,
so,
he's okay.
But, so there's nothing against pizza delivery guys, because, you know, they do okay.
They're necessary.
Very valid service.
Yeah.
So we don't have to leave the fucking house.
Exactly.
So, but no, I like that shit. And like, I got them further down.
Yeah, I just, these two ran the season. And like this season, people don't like talking about for the terrible people that were on there. But, and Amanda had said a lot of fucked up comments herself. But these two ran the game for a long time. And these two made most of the decisions. McCray won all the competitions. And for not being able to win anything, Amanda really ran the show and made whatever she wanted to happen that week usually happened. So these two are definitely my number 10.
Yeah. All right, Eric?
Definitely. Jeff and Jordan. I mean, what else is there to say? They got married. Jordan won that season. They were together again on season 13. Yeah, and again they got married. So.
Yeah, it's funny. Like I always thought Jeff was the better game player, but like it's funny. I think Jeff was always the brains and Jordan was the heart because Jordan was a sweet girl.
She was. She was, and Jeff. I think they were both sweet in their own right, and that's why. I mean, I don't know if, no offense to either of them, but I don't know if either of them are the brains of the operation. But they're both very, very sweet people. And they're, I mean, Jeff said some fucked up things, but he
if Jeff were smart, he would not have fucking lambasted the person that was the swing vote when his ass got evicted.
Yeah. And he would have found that clown shoe. But these two are
Danielle had no problem making fun of him for in the jury house.
These two are America's couple, though. He's the only person ever win America's favorite twice. Everybody loves both of these two, and they're good people.
Yeah. All
right. They are a cute couple.
They're a cute couple. You feel bad for them.
And they have a couple of kids now.
Yeah.
All right, my number 10.
They have two or three.
Yeah. My number 10 from season 18. Paul and Victor.
It's a very good one.
The bromance.
That's a good one.
And here's the funny thing. Victor, he got evicted from the house twice and came back and made it to the final five.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about, like, cats have nine lives. Big Brother house cats should have, you know, nine lives.
Yeah. The only person that get evicted more times ever is Kacer, I believe. Or maybe, no, Janelle too, right? She went on four times?
Yeah.
Three times in one game is a lot. Yeah. He won America's favorite because I think they felt bad for the poor bastard.
And I was actually watching a video, and it was saying how, like, you know, he got revenge on the people that got him out.
He did. He got Polly's ass. He got Natalie's ass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, James had Natalie's ass more than Victor did, but
that's true.
And Paul, you talked, you know, a guy that got robbed of $500,000 twice.
He did.
Yep.
You know, he did. But. He also was a bit of a dick both times, and I think that you got to have dream management. You got to be social. It's a social game. And Paul was very good at the game, but unfortunately, he left sour taste in people's mouth, thought he was an asshole, and they didn't want to vote for him.
Season 18, though, more people wanted to shoot Nicole than him.
Well, and you got to think, he lost both by one vote. So, for some reason...
Yeah, Devon fucked him over in season 18, and Cody got him in season 19.
For some reason, people thought Devon thought that Nicole was the way to go. And Paul didn't play as good of a game that season. I don't think he played a better game than Nicole did. He definitely played a way better game than Josh, but I don't know if he, like... He stayed alive, and... He pivoted when he needed to. He did the PP thing with Paulie. That could have been a duo, but then Paulie was going off the rails, so Paul said, fuck you, and went back to Victor. And Victor leaving the house five different times didn't help Paul's game, but they always made it work, and he came back, and they were a cool duo.
Now, wait, at the beginning of the season, wasn't he – Paul was originally lined with the goof that was calling himself the Messiah, right?
Yeah, Josiah.
Yeah. But then, you know, Josiah got evicted because they realized
you know, you're calling yourself the Messiah, so you're more than likely a dick.
Yeah. He went out second?
Yeah, because of the person that got evicted, like, the first day.
Yeah, Glenn. Poor Glenn.
Which that sucks that, like, back then they would do competitions and your ass would get booted the first day.
I felt so bad for those people.
Yeah.
That was such bullshit to me that they did that.
Yeah.
They didn't even get a fucking chance. No, I agree. That's a great duo.
Yeah. All right. Go to your number 9.
My number 9 is from BB17, and I went with Steve Moses and Johnny Mac.
I love those.
Nice.
Huh?
He just said nice.
Yeah. I love those two together. Now, originally, like, were they both aligned with Becky, or was Johnny Mac just hanging out with her?
Becky?
Yeah.
Steve was never aligned with Becky. He didn't like Becky, and Becky didn't like him. And
but like Johnny Mac and Becky,
yeah,
like,
they loved each other. But Steve and they were never really in a clear alliance together. They except for the thing they had with Vanessa, but they always just kind of had each other's back, and until Steve let Johnny get fucked over at the end there, in the final four. But they rode together, you know, they hung out with each other because they were the two kind of oddballs of the house, and they were funny. Like them walking down the hallway to interrogate.
Or to go up and try to work with Austin and the twins.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they're both on a block and they both give each other the fist pound, they're like, yeah, we know we're fucked.
Yeah.
Johnny Mac, and here's the funny thing, is like Johnny Mac, because again, him and Steve were kind of, you know, buddy-buddy. And he was aligned, and I forgot how, but like he was aligned with Becky. I don't know if they hung out or if they made out or what the fuck they did. But they both have said, you know, we're aligned with each other.
Yeah.
I can't remember how. You could fill in the blanks if you want.
Becky and Johnny?
Yeah.
I think they were just close friends. I don't think they made out. I think they were just close friends. Yeah. And then Becky went home.
Yeah. I mean, because I remember, like, when they did...
Somebody didn't remember Becky.
She was the girl that got hit by the train.
Oh, okay.
That didn't like Vanessa. That was a good
okay,
chance.
Yeah.
But it was hard for that side of the house because they were constantly getting their dick crushed.
Yeah.
Because the Liz Tim alliance and...
Yeah, and I think Becky and Johnny actually had something worked out. They were going to... Becky backdoored Vanessa, but then I think the original Jurassic Express, Austin and the twins, you know, I don't know if they convinced everybody. It's like, no, Vanessa needs to stay. Shelly needs to go. I'm assuming they had something to do with it.
Which I didn't like Shelly either, but yeah.
Yeah, well, her and Clay definitely didn't make my list. But no, Steve and Johnny, I liked both of them. I mean, Johnny Mac was my favorite that season.
Really?
I think he should have won America's Favorite House Guest.
He did have a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
I love Johnny Mac. And Steve, those two were great together.
All right, Eric, give your 9.
My number 9 is Eric and Jessica. We talked about this many times. I think these two kind of ran the game, but they didn't. But I thought they were a cute couple. I mean, like, not. I don't think they were even a couple, but they were cute together.
They were a super cute couple. Like I've said, and I've said numerous times, Eric Stein is one of the most underrated players of all time. And it sucks that he's never really gotten to play his own game. He got fucked over by a twist, by being America's player, and so did poor Jessica. Those two, they could have been in the final two somehow, but because America wanted them to work with Dick, that's what Eric did, and, you know, the chips fell how they may, and Dick got them both out with the double, and it kind of ruined their game. But they were a great duo, and they were a cute couple. That is a showman I really like.
No, I always felt bad for that Eric because she had to do it. Cause
yeah.
America back then proved that they were the dumbest, the biggest dumb fucks in the history of dumb fucks.
And watching it, you feel bad for Jessica when she's like HOH and she wants to put like dick up. And Eric's like, no, like, trust me.
Yeah.
And she's like, why? Why are we working with these people? And he's like, trust me, like, trust me. And like, she doesn't know, but it's like, it's really good TV. Like,
yeah.
It makes me want to watch it again. Yeah, I definitely want to see that season again. But I enjoyed the two of them. Eric was a lot of fun, and he was a fun time. And Jessica was a good lady.
All right.
She almost came back.
Yeah, Eric
Stein
worked for WWE at one point.
Did he?
Yeah, he was a writer.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. She almost came back, too. I forgot what season. I think it was the season Jesse came back. So 11. Because remember, it was her, him, and was it George? Chicken George or somebody else?
It was Brian from season 10.
Yeah, it was Brian.
And Cowboy.
Oh, yeah, and Cowboy. So and that was the last thing we seen of her. But,
yeah.
Oh, they were scheduled to come.
He only didn't get in because of they didn't her popular Clicks didn't win.
Yeah, well they did
the Click thing, right?
Yeah, the Click thing and the first competition that was deciding who came back, but the athletes like Russell and Jeff and Natalie and them stayed to the end and hung on whatever they were supposed to hang on. So that's why Jessie came back.
Oh, okay.
She was in the popular Click. And then I think Cowboy was Outcast or something.
Yeah, and Brian was great.
He would have been with Ronnie.
Brian was smart. He could have.
Yeah, Brian.
They got him out quick.
Right?
Yeah, he was the Brainiacs, even though he got evicted the first week.
Yeah. They were actually smart to get him out.
What if? That is, to me, that's such a big what if. If that wouldn't have happened, I feel like him and Dan would have just been the next Chill Town. I don't know if anyone has them on their list.
Instead of Dan and Memphis?
Yeah, because Memphis didn't fucking know shit from shit. I mean, Dan ran that.
Can we segue?
Yeah, Dan was just using him.
Sure.
Dan and Memphis.
The Renegades?
Yeah.
That's your number 9?
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
I mean, Dan pretty much ran the show.
Yeah, Dan ran the show. But Memphis was a good social game player. You know, people like hanging out with
him. Not if you ask Keisha.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's why Dan was so smart because, you know, he maneuvered and he made Keisha feel like, you know, it's Memphis that wants to get you out. She's like, I don't want to do it, but this is what he wants to do. They are a really good final two, and they're up there.
They're minus two.
It's like the top three duos are them, and I don't really have to say the other two. I'm sure they'll come up.
Right.
So I like the Renegades. I do think Dan is, like, a way better player. Like, to me, it's kind of a like a teeter-totter type? Like, it's a little overbalanced of a duo, where I think Dan was putting a lot more to the table than Memphis was, but...
Right.
The Mixologist was still a lot of fun.
Right. All right, your number 8?
My number 8? I went Dick and Danielle.
I mean, it makes sense.
I had to go the father-daughter route just because that was the most compelling part of that season. And watching Dick not only fight for his life in the game, but the love of his daughter back. Even though, like, knowing the outside, like, I feel like... Like, I don't know their relationship, and I don't know, like, the outside, but Danielle just kind of rubs me the wrong way, and I don't know if she's the greatest person, but I don't know her in real life to make that assessment, so it's not my place. But from what I've seen on the show, she has been a bit bratty the time she's came back.
Yeah.
But on this season, you just felt bad for her because she was, like, a young girl just going through a lot of emotions, and Dick was kind of an asshole, but people loved him. And he really just wanted, he wanted his daughter to love him. He was fighting for his daughter's love, and he was trying to save this relationship that seemed so severed. And he's doing it in around the confines of this game. And that was a lot of fun to watch. So I, it has to be on my list.
No, I think it's a good pick. I mean, again, Evil Dick might not be a good person, but, I mean, I do appreciate what he was trying to do for his daughter.
Yeah. And final two, any duo that makes it to the final two is a legendary duo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So, all right, Eric, you're number eight.
My number eight, I just added this because I took off Dan in Memphis since you had it. So I'm going to go with Tyler and JC.
JC or Casey?
I thought JC.
Okay. The little guy.
Yeah, I thought they were funny together. Because JC thought they had a final two and all that, and
how
Tyler,
are they a final two with everybody?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he thought he had a final two with all four of us, and we weren't even on the game.
But I thought they were not cute, but they were just like, it was like funny. They were like bros. I don't know how to describe it, but
it was a sweet duo.
It was
cute.
I mean, even though apparently JC was like grabbing some shit on the live feeds, but besides that, they were a lot of, like, they were adorable. Those two, I prefer Brett and JC, but I'm a Brett guy. Tyler and JC were a lot of fun together, and you know, talking about what was the word he was trying to say when he was something. Oh, fuck.
I forgot.
Something about hoptoose or something like that. It was.
Yeah, but was he trying to say like hot sauce or something? But
yeah.
He was saying something totally.
Yeah, he was saying something completely different, and I'm trying to think, but it's not coming to me. But it like they did have some fun banter together.
Yeah.
JC is a fun house guest. Who won America's Favorite that year?
Tyler did.
Okay.
So, all right. My number eight is it's a very weird one because the girl in this duo annoys the fucking shit out of me. But I really like the guy. Tommy and Christy from 21. obviously, they were lifelong friends.
Christy dated Tommy's cousin or something like
that. Well, they also went to elementary school together.
Okay.
So, you know, they were friends, you know, pretty much family. They were very annoying, but Tommy was like the funny annoying.
Yeah.
Where like you could let him get away with it.
Yeah.
Christy was the more shut the fuck up annoying.
Yeah.
But I kind of enjoyed them. Like especially Tommy, and I do think that Cliff and Nicole should have just told Mickey to go fuck himself, get rid of Holly, and then you know, the three of them go three on one against Mickey and get him the fuck out, because that asshole should not have won that game. He bullied his way to $500,000.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
And then his face when like Julie was letting him know, it's like, just so you know, people think you're a racist. Well, not saying these exact words, but you know, more or less telling him, just so you know, people think you're a racist piece of shit. And then he got all offended by that, and it's like, well, you are.
Yeah, I mean, that season was a hard one. It's not the best season of all time.
I mean, I do have another duo from that season on this list.
Jack and Mickey?
No. Gosh, no.
Mickey and Holly?
I think I know what it is.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to get there until we hit number
Bella
three.
And Nick or Nick and Kat?
Ah.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm naming out awful ones. That season had a tough cast. A lot of unlikable folks, only a couple likable ones. I know who it is, by the way. But I'm not going to say it. Probably an older man than a nerdier lady. But
we'll get to it.
But this one, Tommy and Christy were somewhat fun. Christy and her manifesting and everything, and Tommy was just loud and, you know, fun and a wild guy.
Even when Julie was getting ready to announce who America's favorite house guest was for that season, they said just the top three vote getters were Cliff, Tommy, and Nicole. And he's like, ah! He starts screaming,
yeah.
And then the three of them are holding hands.
Yeah. Nicole won that, right?
Yeah. Well, she deserved it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, all three of them deserved it. Because honestly speaking, those three, I think, were actually the bright spots of the season.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because, you know, other than Jess and Christy, you know, the majority of the girls in that season were, you know, could have gotten a job, if they were around back in the 90s, they could have gotten a job accompanying Charles Wright, a.k.a. the godfather to the ring, especially Annalise, or Sis, or whatever the fuck her name is.
I liked Sis.
Oh, she was a hoe. Tommy, and I will say Christy was kind of a bright spot, too, because I did enjoy, like, she was annoying, but I think Tommy kind of, like, she wasn't annoying when she was with Tommy, I don't think.
I agree.
All right, you're number seven.
My number seven.
Yeah.
You want my number seven.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Oh, you just give him.
I went June and G from Big Brother 4. Trying to maneuver the game with your ex-girlfriend, it's just fun to watch. And they were always butting heads. She was always pissing him off, and then he would tell her, like, behind the scenes. But they worked together very well. June's the ultimate floater. She won the game by being a floater. That probably one of the best in that strategy. G made it all the way to the Final Four, so... And he carried her along a lot of that way and helped her and kept her safe and won a couple HOHs. So those two were a really good duo, and it was really fun. It was really fun watching them, like, work together secretly and still, like, clearly not getting along. But, like, and they would talk to each other in I forgot. I don't want to say the wrong ethnicity, but whatever – Asian dialect.
Korean, but I'm not positive.
I think it was Korean too, but I'm not completely sure. But they would talk to each other in their own native tongue every once in a while and talk strategy, and that was very smart. If you got that, use it. So they did, and they did a lot of you know, people thought they fucking hated each other, and they did, and that's why it worked.
Yep.
But then they would get together for 5 minutes and be like, we got to do this, and that. Let's make it this week, and we're going to be safe if we do this. It's like, all right. And I just thought it was a really interesting duo to watch.
No, I agree.
Good
with
point.
That. Good pick. All right. Eric, you're number seven.
This is going to make me sick to say this. You might know where I'm going with this. Rachel and Brendan.
All right, well, I don't have to name off my number seven.
Yeah.
No, no, folks, we didn't call each other and say we're gonna put number seven as the team first.
You've been taking my picks for like the last two countdowns. So if anything, I call you and tell you to fuck off because taking the picks.
I thought you were gonna go with different. Type picks you're telling me.
There's a couple of them on here that are different.
Brendan! No one gets between me and my man.
Yeah, that's all I say. Not my favorite couple, but...
You get, well, I mean, you get between a lot of people and their men. You get between Eric and I all the time.
No, I don't. I try to get as far away from you two goobers as I can.
Hey.
I love you, Eric. You know that. That's the other one.
I know.
the anchor around your feet. No, I'm just. But
damn, as big as a fucking anchor. Anyway,
your dick is. But it is one of the best duos of all time.
Yep.
Who are we talking about again?
Brendan and Rachel.
Brendan and Rachel.
The funny thing about Brendan is the fact that he was a dick in the house, but he was actually tolerable in the jury house.
Yeah, he was funny. They were a great duo. But they were always better once the other person left.
Yeah.
They were a little intolerable together. I mean, they're married now. They have kids. It obviously worked out. Rachel won the game. You know, Danielle took – that season was really good with those two going against each other, and Danielle taking him out twice and calling him a zombie and stuff. And Danielle –
and then they got to spend a week together in the jury house.
Yes. And,
or no, not even a week. They were – because that was a double eviction.
And I'll never forget that final three where – or it was the final three, about to be the final two, and someone's making the walk out, and they find out, like, who made the finale, and Adam walks out, and fucking Brendan's like, fuck you! And he's, like, fist to the air. He's like, yes! Because his girlfriend's in the final two. So he was, like, freaking the fuck out. And, like, he could be condescending, and he could be a dick to other people. He genuinely loved that woman.
I know.
Like,
I couldn't figure it out. She's such a bitch.
He might be the ultimate simp of all time, but he really genuinely cared, and she genuinely loved him, and they really cared for each other, and they are a good couple. And smart people. He's a really smart guy, Brendan is.
Yeah. Well, he went to medical school, right?
Yes.
And what's funny is the season 12 jury house, Rachel hated Ray.
Yes.
I mean, I think they get along now.
Yeah.
I think Rachel gets along with everybody now. Rachel hated Reagan. Brendan was supposed to hate Reagan in the game. Brendan really did his best to get along with Reagan in the jury house.
Yeah.
Like, when Matt admitted that the whole thing with his wife was a lie, you know, her being sick and all that shit.
Yeah.
Brendan came out to try to cheer Reagan up, and then Reagan goes, I need to come clean about my life. And Brendan looks at him and goes, you're straight, aren't you? And I thought, and Reagan's like, yeah. And Rachel's like, shut the fuck up. Because it was just Brendan, like the way she looked at Brendan after he said that, I was just like.
Brendan has like two modes. He can either be that confrontational dick that's defending Rachel, or he can be like that dude that gives the one-liner at the end
of
everybody's
life. Really the only time he was a dick was when he was trying to defend her.
Yeah. But when it wasn't, like, about her, like, he always had, like, a one-liner, like that she was fighting with Reagan in the jury, and he's like, welcome to the jury house. And
right.
He was just, he's always had something like that.
Yeah.
Or, like even the live feed, when Jeff was, like, making some really bad homophobic remarks, but they were talking about Harry Potter at the time, and at the end, like, Brendan's like, has anyone read Narnia? he's always got something.
Yeah.
So he is kind of funny.
No, I...
Yeah.
I actually think, like, I like Brendan. I mean, I like him. I like both him and Rachel now because Rachel does a really good job on her podcast.
Yes.
Even though, like, lately Hannah Chadha has really been stealing Rachel's thunder. And Rachel's actually been okay with it, you know, which shows that she's actually grown.
She's grown, Lottie!
Yeah. All right. Eric and I had the same number 7, so just go to your 6.
We're doing 6 already?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna
go with someone from this season, and I'm going to go with Kyle and Alyssa.
Not what you had written
down. I know, I'm just kidding. I'm actually not going with what I had written down, though, because you looked at my list, and I don't like that.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with Janelle and Howie.
Okay.
They were a good duo.
They were great, and that is what I had written down.
That's not what I saw.
Well, then you looked at the wrong number. I had Janelle and Howie for right here.
For 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got God.
You got God, Dougie. Yeah. And they were a great duo, Janelle and Howie were. So, yeah. That first season where he was, where Janelle and Howie were kind of against the nerd herd, as they called, or they were also called the friendship, and they were against each other. They were perfect. They were just fun to watch, and they were a good time. And they were the underdogs. You can respond to me at any point here.
They were underdogs who thought they were favorites.
Yes. They were favorites, though. America loved them.
They thought they were favorites in the game.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that Howie, for the first year, until Howie got screwed over,
yeah,
he was a lovable dipshit.
Yeah. He was always a lovable dipshit, and he was a dick, and he was, in season 7, I thought he was a little much, and he was a little much here, too, with the Busto stuff with April.
Yeah. I mean, because once he got fucked over, he turned into this cock-sucking, butt-fucking asshole.
Yeah. But the whole lightsaber shit and the Jedi Master and stuff and him and Janelle, they were just an unlikely duo, I guess. And that's why I liked them. And the friendship had fucked everybody over. And, you know, I kind of like Kacer. I know you didn't, but I like Kacer. So I like the group.
The only thing I didn't agree with was him getting upset over something that he did to somebody else.
Yeah, different episode. But I thought that this duo was very strong, and whenever Janelle won, it was Janelle carrying Howie the whole time.
Yeah,
and
what's funny is that, everybody says, Janelle and Kacer were the duo.
Yeah. But Kacer got eliminated from the house early both times, so I'd argue that it was Janelle and Howie.
No, I agree with you. But, when she won the 1HOH, and Howie just gets all excited and gets super aggressive. It's like, dude, calm the fuck down. You're acting like you're on steroids.
Yeah.
Fucking moron. All right, Eric, go to your number 6.
Justin, not at least in season 11. Again, if it wasn't for another twist, Nat and Jesse before that were running the house. They were running the house the majority of the season. Jesse was winning competitions, and not only won some, but they were running the house until that twist.
Well, I actually thank God for the twist, because Natalie was a no good bitch, and Jesse was a dipshit who, unfortunately, we got to see in wrestling for a couple of years.
Jesse Godders is one of the most talented human beings on planet Earth.
At what? Sucking his own cock?
Yeah.
I think Jesse is so into himself. I don't think he's a bad guy, per se.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's hilarious, but it's just the funny thing is that, again, next to Natalie, anybody seems like the greatest person in the world.
I like Natalie.
Natalie is scum.
So did I.
You're a horrible judge of character anyway. Natalie is just, got up because she thought, all right, Shima destroys a $250,000 microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Gets expelled because it's a $250,000 fucking microphone.
Yeah.
And Natalie's just like, oh, Michelle can go to hell and all that shit. And she blames Michelle for... Yeah, Michelle put Shima on the block. Shima decided to act like a 13-year-old fucking girl and destroy a piece of property, not thinking she was going to get busted for it.
Yeah.
All right. Those two bitches should take responsibility for their own fucking actions. All right, instead of trying to blame other people. Shima was a fucking prima donna. She did something wrong. She got caught. Accept it, Natalie, and shut the fuck up, you stupid little hoe.
Right. Her and Jesse were a really good duo, too. I was thinking about putting them on my list.
And that's the thing, is that they did run the house.
They did.
I mean, they fucked over a banana. Well, a guy in a banana suit.
Yeah. but they ran the house for the pre-jury, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually on that week. Pretty.
Yeah, 11's a lot of fun. And I liked Natalie. I thought she was good. I mean, she wasn't probably super likable, and I can see why a lot of people didn't like her, but I thought she was fun. I like how delusional.
Too,
because she was always I was so honorable and I was so And like when she was next to Russell and she was like, you all told me that he's going home, so I thank you.
If she's honorable, then Nathan Lane is straight.
Okay. Whose turn is it? Or are we done?
Mine.
Okay.
I think, because Eric's the one that said spectacular and bitch face, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, so he did have Jesse and Natalie.
Yeah.
Eric did. That's a damn good thing. They were a damn good duo. All
right. For my number six, I got Drew and Diane from season 5. I mean, they were a good duo until Drew decided to say, see ya, bitch. I'm done with the sex.
Yeah. Where you going?
I think I'm done.
The ringing cake.
I should come back downstairs.
You just don't have anything nice to say about Drew and Diane. That's why you switched it over to cake.
Well, I didn't like Diane that much.
I thought she was hot.
Really?
Yeah.
So did I.
Well, I mean, well, I'm not going to make fun of Eric's female preferences on air.
Yeah.
I won't.
Hey.
Well, he doesn't make fun of your male ones, so it just shouldn't matter.
I was just gonna say, he'd hump a tree if it were wearing a bra.
No.
And this is why you dressed up as a tree for Halloween last year.
And the year before. But I couldn't find a bra.
Eric tried dancing on you and he got a splinter.
Oh my god.
Diane and Drew were.
And he got upset when I tried to remove it for him.
Diane and Drew were a damn good duo. They weren't the most likable to me. Season 5, I really wanted Nokomis to win that season. So, and I thought Cowboy was kind of an ass kisser. So I didn't like those three. So when I got to the final three of that, I kind of checked out. But that's okay. I mean, they were a good those two, they're a showmance that could have made it to the final two if Drew didn't say, hey, fuck you. But Diane made a lot of decisions based on that. And, they were what they were.
And what's funny is I remember, like, the one HOH competition. I forgot who won it.
Yeah.
It might have been that Jace, but I'm not sure. Where, they had their finger on, like, the button or whatever the fuck. And they just had to sit there. And Diane, I think, even said to Drew, she's like, why don't we just let Cowboy win this? And they were set on it. And then Marvin's just like, like, it ain't happening.
Really?
Yeah. And then Cowboy ended up taking his finger off the button. Well, because Marvin hated Cowboy.
Yeah. They didn't like each other.
Which, you know, Marvin looked like an out of shape Emmett Smith.
I fucking love Marvin. Whoa, shut up, you
idiot. Marvin was awesome.
Marvin and his Black and Mild are fucking legendary.
Yeah. That's why you switched over to Black and Mild. All right. You're number six? Or no, you're number five.
I was about to say, are we going to be doing number six for the next 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number five.
Oh, my number five. All right. I was looking for my 15th number six. Zach and Frankie from BB16. The fact that Zach has, like, came out as bisexual, like, last year and said a lot of that.
So he could date Frankie.
No, he said a lot of that was because of his time with Frankie, and they hooked up after the house and stuff. So that's real. They were fun. Zach's one of my all-time favorite players, as we've gone through on this list before. And
he's ranked as one of the most popular house guests of all time.
And he deserves to be. He was fucking amazing. And Frankie was like a really good comp beast, and he was really good at the game. So those two were just highly entertaining together. And the cuddling, the, you know, always being by each other's side. They were together in the detonators. They were a really fun kind of gay match.
Yeah.
And Zach's like, well, I'm not gay, but if I was, you know, it's just, they were very funny together. So
That's a good one.
All right, Eric.
My number five is Evo Dick and her daughter, Danielle.
Okay.
I mean, they got to the end together.
You grew her. You just
yeah,
got your
any,
got
any duo
gets
to end. Be in the...
You had a southern accent saying that.
Oh.
Which makes no sense because I'm pretty sure they're both from L.A.
I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, that's all right. But no, that's a good duo.
I
mean,
misunderstood by that.
Yeah. Yeah, we already covered it earlier.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you had him on your list earlier.
Oh.
All right. My number five, Eric already had on his list earlier, McCray and Amanda.
I didn't have them.
Who did?
Me.
Oh, you?
Hey, you dipshit. Pay attention to your own show. Number 10.
Okay.
They were good.
Yeah. So, all right. Go on here, number four.
My number four is James and Meg.
They were funny.
Like,
he so desperately wanted to get in those drawers.
And it's funny because you got with
Natalie the next season. And she was, like, way hotter, and it was awesome. Good for James. But him and Meg were, like, they were like Kenny and Mom. They were just fun. And him calling her grandma and stuff. They were just the ultimate duo. And there was no romantic. I mean, he had a crush on her. And she obviously didn't feel the same way, but they were, like, great together. And she wasn't very good at competitions. He kind of had to carry her. And they were a good duo. They were fun to watch together.
They were cute together.
They were a cute couple. Even though they weren't really a showmance, everyone kind of wanted them to be.
Yeah, and, like, when Vanessa put them up and said, I have to get rid of the king and his queen, and Meg's like, I'm your queen? And you could tell James was just like, well, I kind of wish you were.
Exactly.
So, that was a good pick. All right, number four, Eric.
Number four, Dr. Wheel and Boogie.
That is a really
the original duo.
That would be number one on a lot of people's lists.
They are the OG of the duos. If you think about it. Season 2, Chill Town, one of the most famous duos, even though they're not friends anymore. We had a falling out, so that's kind of the reason why I dropped them too. So, but yeah, they played in Season 2 and Season 8, and they both won.
Right.
There's another duo that I have ahead of them that's kind of similar to that both one. Oops.
All right. Got any thoughts on Dr. Will and Boogie?
They're one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, like I said, they would be number one on a lot of people's lists.
Yeah, I hate them, but they are one of the greatest.
Oh, no, they're, like, horrible people. But, well, Dr. Prostate's okay.
I mean, Chilltown, you can't deny their success.
Overrated?
Maybe overrated.
They had a lot of success, though. They ran Season 7. They ran that All-Star season.
And they did very well in Season 2. Will won the game. So, Boogie got out 8th in Season 2. So.
Yeah.
But Season 7, they really ran it with the Legion of Doom and stuff and getting the showmances with Eric and Janelle. And that was so fun to watch. And then with the telephones in the diary room and stuff, they were like the ultimate villains. So
yeah, and then when Brittany got Boogie back in Season 14.
Yeah. So those two were great. I can see why they would make anybody's list.
Right. All right, my number four is Jason and Alex from 19.
They were a fun duo.
And they were really good at competitions, too. I mean, Alex, I think, was better. And then, like, Paul realized how much of a threat they were. That's why he fucked them over sooner than I think he should have.
Yeah.
I mean, how the fuck do you keep that useless bitch Raven in there over the two of them? Like, what the hell is wrong with you, you friendship fuck?
I think he wanted to... I think he knew that Alex was going to be a problem long term. So he wanted to cut her at the knees by getting Jason out, keep Alex close, and then get her out after.
Bingo. Why would you bite somebody like her at the knees when that would make her tall enough to bite off both your testicles?
You'd have to ask Paul.
Yeah, well, I don't think he really has any testicles now. They both got, one got cut off in season 18, the other one got cut off in season 19.
Right.
All right, you're number three.
Yeah, Alex and what's-his-fuck were very cool. I liked Alex. She was one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, her and her or Jason should have won that season.
I got Rennie and Keisha.
Season 10?
Yeah, because it was like the old school and the new school. It was the young, hot waitress. I mean, she was 30, but she was like this young, hot waitress. And then you had like the old, kind of been through some shit. Rennie's like one of my favorite house guests of all time. Like when Dan's doing his whole shtick about like, who do you want to be put up? And she's like, I'm too old for this shit. And like Keisha's birthday, the famous that when everyone's screaming, she's like, Keisha, it's your birthday. And like she was just, Rennie was the ultimate. She was very good to everybody. She was very nice. She would get mad at the colonel when he would start talking shit, but that's about it. Rennie was like this, the mom of the house, and Keisha was like her daughter. And they were like this mother-daughter duo, and they were just, they were a fun, cute duo to watch.
And what's funny to me is Rennie gave Jerry the nickname of the colonel, and she hated him.
Yeah.
Why would you give somebody that you absolutely hate a nickname that actually doesn't sound that bad?
Because she's...
Like, if I'm going to give a nickname to somebody I don't like, it's either going to be jackass or cocksucker or buttfucker.
Well, I think she called him the colonel because he was always barking at everybody. But...
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're number three.
Hold on, number three. I had to go downstairs and get something.
We're in the middle of a show.
No, I had to... I ordered pizza, and I had to go outside and get it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're home by yourself. Never mind.
You want to stay the night tonight?
My number three is Jackson and Holly.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I forgot you're a Jackson fan.
I'm not... When they got to the end together, they were the only couple to ever get to the end together.
They did win competition together.
I mean, it doesn't really surprise me that Eric's a fan of a racist dipshit.
Come on, don't. But I agree that Eric's a bad judge of character.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's been covered enough.
And a couple of his friends.
I get it.
You get the joke?
Yes. We get the joke. I don't think you're a dick. I think you're just an asshole. I'm just kidding. You got the biggest heart of anybody I've met.
I was just going to say, I'm not bringing up who is the person is. I'm not trying to get me canceled. I know you are. So
okay, let's move on.
Jackson, nobody's racist on this show or any, come on. We all love everybody here. But Jackson and Mickey, because they're the same fucking person.
Mickey and Holly.
They sucked. No, I mean, he fought for her. He came up with a lie. So Cliff and Nicole made a bad decision and got Tommy out. And then Jackson ran the game and got him and Holly to the end. So
I like Holly more than Jackson.
Holly was a good woman.
Well, Holly had a better looking ass, that's why.
Than Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was firm. But Holly was a good time. They weren't my favorite couple of all. Yeah, I don't know. They were okay.
They were just like...
They made it to the end.
I mean, yeah, they were a duo, but he treated her like shit.
And they didn't last, you know, but...
Oh, my God, Eric and I are Jackson and Holly. But...
No, I think you're Joe and Dustin from season 8.
Ugh. Oh, gosh.
One of them gave the other chlamydia, I think. Or it was gonorrhea.
Oh, my God, no. Stop.
All right. No, all right, so Jackson and Holly. Holly, I think, I'm surprised Holly didn't win the game. But I also think it's because, and I think I said this last week, there were women on the jury that Holly was hotter than, and they all took exception to the fact that Holly's hotter than them. And I'm talking about
she was the hottest person in that cast, besides maybe Kat.
You guys think Holly's more attractive than Sis?
Yeah.
Who? Yeah.
Than Sis.
Annalise. And Annalise took it personal that Holly was hotter than her.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. I think not.
Well.
I think Holly's a natural hot.
Yeah. If
that makes sense.
I mean, and like, Sis was a bad judge of character anyway because she thought that Discount Momoa was a good person. She wanted to be the Amber Heard to Jason Momoa. I mean, we don't know how good of an Amber Heard she would be until she shits the bed. But, all right, moving on. What number are we on?
I don't know. It's your show.
Oh, number 3, I believe. And I got Cliff and Nicole.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, oh, it's your turn. Okay.
Yeah, because he just went.
Yeah. They were a good underdog duo.
Yeah. And he was taking her with him wherever he went. Like when he made that stupid Final Six deal with Tommy and Christy and Nick and Sis. Like, he brought Nicole along, even though Nicole wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Like,
she didn't like Nick, right?
She didn't like Nick, and I don't think she liked Sis either.
Okay.
And I really don't think she didn't like Nick, she didn't like Sis. I think Christy annoyed her.
Right.
So, like, she wanted nothing to do with it, but Cliff's like, look, I have to protect you in this game. And she's like, well, what about Jess? It's like, we got to do this. And so, you know, Cliff made the call, which necessarily wasn't a popular one, but he was trying to keep himself in the game. He was trying to keep Nicole in the game. But Nicole would have rather had a rash than be aligned with those people.
Yep. I don't disagree with you whatsoever, Big Dog.
Good. About time. We're like an hour, 20 minutes into this show. About to happen. All right. Go to your number 2.
You say please before that, because now you're pissing me off. Taylor and Joseph.
Is your number 2?
Yeah. No, I actually had Jesse and Natalie, but after how hard you went about that.
Yeah, you were just like, all right, we'll switch that up.
I thought Joseph and Taylor were a really good duo this year. An underrated one that should have gone farther. And I'd like that. To me, that's a showmance that I really wanted to happen that didn't happen.
Well, and
yeah.
To be honest with you, like, it could happen in jury at some point, but
yeah, I'd like to see her go to the final 2, but I thought her and him were a lot of fun together, and the whole skin and fancy stuff was fun, even though it was a fucked up reference.
Yeah. But, no, and just how emotional she got when he didn't come back.
Yeah.
Because she didn't get to say goodbye.
Yeah, I felt bad. Because he was the one person. He was the one person that was there for her when nobody else was. And that meant a lot to that young woman. So
I mean, he was, but, like, he was very low-key about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael and Brittany have been there for her, too.
Yeah. But they aren't as hot as him.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I
so he started the leftovers for her, and they really cared about each other. And I hope that they make pretty babies together. I thought they were maybe not number two, but I think that they are a cute couple. And
yeah, and what's funny too is that, like, when she was crying about him getting evicted, Michael's the only one that went to check on her, and Michael said, "We're gonna get to the bottom of this."
Did he?
Yeah. We're gonna get to the bottom of this, and technically, like, you know, Monty's the one that got to the bottom of it because Kyle told him, it's like, oh yeah, by the way, when I said Joseph fucked up the leftovers, I really meant me.
Yeah, Monty didn't like that.
Yeah, Monty looked at him like Kyle had just fucked Monty's mother. But all right, Eric, go to your number two.
Cody and Derek, season 16. These two ran the game from pretty much start to finish. They got to the end together. I mean, Cody fucked up and chose Derek to get to go to the end, but that's another story for another day. But Cody right. eventually came back and won the game himself. I think they're a better duo than Derek and Basketball and Mike Boogie, to be honest.
Cody and Derek.
That's his number one?
That's his number two.
It's a damn good pick. I mean...
And they have a podcast together.
They have been really good.
Yeah. And they have a freaking show together, so...
Yeah.
They're like best friends.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I'd actually much rather listen to Cody talk on the podcast than Derek.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Lots of things.
That was sweet.
I kind of agree with Doug there. What
the hell's wrong with you?
You guys don't like Derek? I thought Derek's the shit.
I don't like his voice.
I think Derek's kind of annoying.
What's wrong with Derek's voice?
I don't know.
He's got that Bronx voice. I want him to, like, serenade me while I'm making a peanut butter jelly sandwich naked. In the back.
I like him as a person, but his voice is kind of annoying.
Horny. No. Wait, what would you say?
He said Derek's voice is kind
of
annoying.
I like him as a person, but his voice is kind of annoying.
But, all right, so my number two actually does involve Cody, but it doesn't involve Derek. I'm going back to season 22. I picked Enzo and Cody.
What? You guys are idiots. You guys are picking the worst duos ever. What are you talking about? Season 22 is almost unwatchable.
Well, the reason why
I hate season 22.
Enzo was so loyal to Cody to a fault.
Yeah, everybody was.
Because, like, they looked at Cody as, like, the messiah of the season. It's just like, you guys do know that he fucked himself out of $500,000, right?
You guys, like, you know this guy's a dipshit, right?
Like, the only reason why Cody was on that season is because they probably called Derek, and Derek said, "Are you kidding? We're in the middle of a fucking pandemic. I ain't doing this shit."
Yeah.
Cody's like, "Yeah, fuck it, I'll do it. I got nothing else to do." But, like, Enzo, like, when they tried to get, when Christmas and Tyler tried to flip the vote and get Nicole out, Enzo was so worried that he was going to get upset, that Cody was going to get upset at him and it was going to ruin their blowjob schedule, that he's just like, "I can't do it." And then, like, afterwards, when Tyler was just like, "You know, you fucked up." He's like, "Well, what's the plan?" And he's like, "I'm getting Danny out." And Enzo's like, "Yeah, do it, buddy." And if I were Tyler, I would have just fucking gotten Enzo out of there. It's like, fuck this asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said last week, I mean, Enzo is such a stooge that if they redid the Three Stooges movie, Enzo could play all three of them.
Yeah.
And Shemp.
You didn't like Enzo either?
He could be all four stooges.
You're not an Enzo fan either?
And to be honest with you, like, I think Enzo is entertaining. I just think he is a dipshit.
He is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Final Three and Final Two, he's got a pretty good resume on his hands.
I mean, yeah. I mean, his
head
is so far up certain people's asses that that their nipples are actually his eyes.
Enzo did great because Enzo's purely a social competitor. That's kind of his thing.
He can't do physical cons, but yes, he is a social king.
Yeah. People seem to gravitate towards him.
He's from Jersey.
And him and Cody, and what were they, part of the committee or something like that?
The committee, and then Memphis wanted to do that wise guys thing.
Yeah.
And they did that, but it was also him, Enzo, and Christmas, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Memphis and Christmas end up getting married, right?
I don't think they're married yet, but I know they're engaged.
Together.
Yeah. All right, you're number one.
I went with the Hitmen.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did the Hitmen for number one. That's why I didn't really want to say much during Eric's. But Cody and Derek, I think, are the best duo. They got together, like, around the same time that the Renegades did, I believe. I think they're better than the Renegades. I think they're better than Chilltown.
Yep.
I think they're the top out of those three because both guys put in just as much. And Derek was the perfect low-key strategist of the group, and Cody was the perfect, like, comp beast, win competitions, put people up and kind of get blood on his hands. And yes, you can say that Cody was an idiot for taking Derek, but that's also loyalty. And when you make really good friends with somebody and you like that, like they're like best friends to this day. So
yeah,
there was a different level of loyalty. Yes, he would have won if he would have took Victoria, but he did the right thing in his head and he still got a check later down the line anyway. So,
I mean, and also too, like when Donnie got evicted, but Donnie almost had Cody talked out of it, and Cody was going to be like, all right, fuck it, I'll put Frankie up. And Derek's just like, no, like, it's not the right time. Which sometimes, like, as far as, like, timing goes, like, who gives a fuck about timing? Just if you see the opportunity to take out a big target, take the shot and shut the fuck up.
Yep.
But you know, he's just like, it's not the right time. Yes, is it a good move? Yes. Is it the right time? No. I mean, to be honest with you, I like Derek as a person, but he's got the face of Droopy Dog. So, and Droopy's not my favorite cartoon dog, so that's a strike against him. All right. Eric, you're number one.
Tyler and Casey, they were in one of the best alliances, I think, ever. They got to the end. They stayed loyal to each other. They kept it under wraps. I mean, Angelica saw, Angelica. Why do I always say Angelica? Whatever her name is, Thank you, Angela.
I thought, the doable lifeguard. I think she's the lifeguard.
Yeah. But, I mean, they won comps together and they got sent there.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
It's a damn good pick. I don't know if it would be my number one. Obviously it wasn't, but I can see why you would go to that. What do you think, Dougie?
I thought it was a really good pick. I mean, when I think of duos, I think more of like him and Angela because they were fucking. But
him and Casey, I was going to choose them.
Yeah,
Which is actually weird that, like, the two of them were together, but, like, you know, Casey had to evict one of them, and her and Tyler had that final two. She couldn't evict JC because JC was the HOH.
Yeah. So she got rid of Angela, and she ended up winning the game. So
right, because she was the comp beast, and also because Tyler's, you know, a lot of people were rubbed the wrong way because Tyler
played,
you know,
such a good game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a really good duo, and Tyler did have final twos with everybody, but Casey, she turned out to be a really good player.
Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
Yep.
I'm getting tired.
Portia and Kalia from season 13.
Number one, Portia and Kalia. They were great. I felt bad for them. I was on their side the whole time, and I felt bad that, like, Jeff was always like, you're playing Danielle's game, me. It's like, no, they're not, asshole. They're in an alliance, and they're playing the alliance's game. It's not they're playing somebody else's game. They're trying to get themselves. You won't save them, so quit your fucking bitching. So,
and Danielle made sure to rub the salt in his wounds.
Yeah.
Because he was bitching about both of them. And she's like, I'm so proud of my girls. And Jeff's just like, I want to fucking kill you. And it's just like, it's weird that, like, of the three of them that were in the jury house, Brendan was the more mature.
Yeah, it is sad. But
it was like high school.
They did a good job. Like, you know, they were able to get Jeff out, which, to be honest with you, like, he would have won that game had he just not been such a fucking dickhead. It's like, you know, he got mad because Shelly was being nice to the other side of the house. You're supposed to. You can't be a fucking asshole, you stupid son of a bitch. I swear to God, it's like Terrence called Jeff for lessons on how to play Big Brother before he entered the house.
I could see Terrence being a different Jordan fan.
Because he's almost playing the kind of game that Jeff's playing. Like, you know, he's being a rude piece of shit, which is what Jeff was in season 13. And it's just like, I was happy that Portia and Kalia outlasted the bastard. And, you know, he got bitter. It's like, don't be a butt-fucking son of a bitch if you don't want people to get rid of you because you're being a butt-fucking son of a bitch.
Right. Yeah. They were. Yeah. I really felt bad for Kalia, and she really worked her ass off. So when she won that, I felt bad for Jeff. I liked everyone that season. Jeff had a couple of moments where I thought he was a dick, but I still like him. And when she won that HOH and then Portia won the veto to get Jeff out, it was, like, perfect. And if that Pandora's Box twist would have never happened, those two might have been in the final two together, so.
Right.
Now, is Pandora technically a woman?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a woman's box screwed something up for people. I mean, that's the first time that's ever happened.
I know.
You were something else.
I know.
All right, you want to do the plug so we can go home?
Yeah. Well, you and I already are home. And Eric's at home enjoying a pizza.
Right.
What kind of toppings you put on your pizza?
Nick pepperoni.
Okay. All right. So much for being adventurous. All right. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the wrestling outlet. Mixer.com / wrestling outlet. Wednesdays, 10:15, 10:20 Eastern time. Then Saturdays, catch them Mixer.com/ Hollywood Hangout. 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. For the Hollywood Hangout, catch us Friday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Next week, Eric, myself, Daniel, and Clintus will be each giving our list for our top 20 favorite wrestlers of all time. So we got that to look forward to. Next week on this show, Eric, you're not going to be on, right?
Yeah, I think the next time I'll be on is in October.
Okay. All right. So
Unfortunately. Eric's going to be away for a little bit. So we'll probably either do something Big Brother or we'll do something else. I'll keep everybody updated on that. Tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern time for the Stabcast with Daniel and Mindy. What movie are you guys doing?
The Perfection.
We're doing The Perfection.
Okay. All right. So listen to that. Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern time for the Web Cave. Daniel and Bobby, again.
We're doing the... What are we doing? Oh, the evolution of Spider-Man in the MCU. And also episode 3 of House of the Dragon and episode 3 of She-Hulk.
All right, cool. So make sure you listen to that. Hard Hits will be coming back soon. So make
sure
either
this week or next week.
That's Eric and Clint's show. And then...
Me and Sky might do a Buffalo Bills show this week, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting. Sky is the ultimate Bills fan.
Yeah.
So, and then check out our buddy Sean on Elite Diplodoc on YouTube and Twitch, and that pretty much does it.
Can I plug something?
Yeah.
Sure, go ahead.
I'd like to plug, you know, Brian Wheeler that was doing the contest, him and his buddy Adam do a soccer show every, it seems like every Thursday night on YouTube. He can't stay inside. If you're a soccer fan, go listen to them.
Okay.
Really good guys.
All right, yeah, and Brian helped out with the contest yesterday. Eric got more help than from his friends than we did from the old school wrestling group on Facebook, which 112,000 people, you'd think they, at least 20 of them would make out a fucking list. So, all right. That does it. We can go home.
All right, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll see everybody next week.
All right, later.
In the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it, shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy.
Love you too, Eric.
In the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it, shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my...